Shopify helped businesses break sales records over the holidays with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And, you know, you were talking about, I watched today, Joe, that on C-SPAN, and they had this fellow from, they called the Integrity Group, the Integrity. Let me tell you, that you couldn't be farther away from having any kind of integrity. That was the election integrity, what they are. And they're as far away from having any kind of election integrity as you can. You ought to have heard, Joe, do you remember in Georgia there when as soon as the Republican, they're at the Board of Elections, as soon as they were let out and they walked out the door, how these people ran to the tables. They ran up to the tables, and they pulled boxes out of fake ballots.
And we saw that. They had two. There were suitcases because they actually had handles. There were suitcases full of ballots.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't just walk over there to do that. They literally ran. They were in a hurry. Well, this fraud from the so-called Election Integrity Group that was on C-SPAN was saying how that was all that they did is there was a common practice that they would keep their ballots in different areas, and all they did was go pull them out. I mean, unbelievable. Now, do you remember?
The other party that's supposed to be there with you is you count ballots after you send them out for a break, and then you count them when there's nobody there to watch and verify. No, that's not normal practice. It never has been.
Well, let's go to Detroit now. In Detroit, where they literally put plywood and covered the windows there at the Board of Elections.
Right, and people couldn't see.
The police ushered all the Republicans out. The Republicans were out there who were to be observers in there. They were out there beating on the plywood, saying, open it, let us back in here. And now, so this guy that was on the C-SPAN from the so-called Election Integrity Group, it's like Planned Parenthood. Even their name is a lie. They've got nothing to do with Parenthood. These people have nothing to do with integrity. So he was saying that, well, you see, they showed that. They showed the plywood and they showed the Republicans beating on, but they didn't show you that inside there were almost 200 observers. But there was no Republicans in there.
Right.
Okay.
Again, the lie by omission, right? 200
right.
observers, they omitted the fact that there wasn't a Republican in the group.
And I hope that C-SPAN will have enough integrity to get, what's her name, of Albright, and what is the group I'm thinking of? The ones that
Maricopa County.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about? The name of their group is, I'm having a senior moment right now. Voter.
Think of it.
Voter True to Vote.
Integrity something. True to
no,
Vote. Okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping that C-SPAN would have enough integrity to get those people on there and tell the truth. Now, outrageous Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger does not have to testify to upcoming case challenging Georgia election machines. Remember, Raffensperger filed. He said that this was the most secure election. That he had three different groups came in auditing to audit this election. Three different, and then we find out that all three
lied. Not a single audit.
Right, all three of those companies said they were never even contacted here, and then they found out 67,000 illegal votes, 67,000 votes that were illegal, that were from people that were out of state, and And how much did Trump need to win? 14,000, right? Well, you know, it just so happened that just about 90% of those 67,000 were all votes for Biden. Isn't that something?
But there was no hanky-panky there, Pastor. Why, that's
right.
All on the up and up, right?
Yeah, and this is
the
what these...
Democrats always do it. I'm sorry. Did I say
that's
that?
What those... That's what those people from the Election Integrity Group, what, boy, I'm going to tell you, they should be so ashamed of calling themselves that on C-SPAN. And again, I'm hoping C-SPAN has the courage to put True to Vote on there. That would be an amazing
thing.
That
would be marvelous, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, me neither. So, anyhow, Trump takes the gloves off. Asked the court to hold Jack Smith in contempt for violating orders. Well, of course, they immediately disobeyed all the court orders. But when you get into Chunkin's court, and, I mean, can you imagine this, that this Chunkin, even before the case got to her court, she announced that Trump was guilty. To have the judge before the trial come out and proclaim Trump guilty. I mean, unbelievable, but that's what she did.
I have never in my entire life heard anything like that of you.
Yeah, only with this.
Having a judge, you know, declare somebody guilty before the trial. It just, this is unheard of in this country.
Yep, but again, they've reduced to third world status. And so... But you know what? I think things are starting to turn more into Trump's way. Now, you know this Jack Smith, again, it come out, it's already been proven, he was never lawfully appointed as special counsel. He was never lawfully. In fact, Joe, the Department of Justice can't do it. Congress has to appoint a special counsel.
That's what the law says, but since when did the Biden administration follow the law?
They don't.
He's ignoring the law. He's been ruling from executive orders and presidential directives, and he ignores the Supreme Court. He ignores the court ruling. So the Constitution, we're living in a banana republic. The revolution, in a sense, has already been completed, except we have this little nasty little election coming up where it could throw monkey works into the revolution. But... the deep state's really rallied in taking control of this country.
Well, now the deep state,
stop them.
The deep state, by all means, they don't want an election.
No.
They want it if they can stop an election. So here, Nasty Pelosi suggests the states can overrule the Constitution, ban Trump from the ballot. She's saying that the state can overrule the in a federal election, and the federal election can overrule the Constitution.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, that just shows, see, they believe whatever is convenient for them that supports the narrative. Truth is only relative to their cause, to the narrative. They will lie, cheat, and steal because the end justifies the means. And people have to understand this. Every time a Democrat like Pelosi speaks... always remember, the end of what they're doing justifies how they're going to do it to get there. They don't care. The only thing that matters is winning. Doesn't matter how you get there. Winning is all that counts. And,
so,
the Constitution be damned.
So, what does Nancy Pelosi... And if you ever watched that View, Joyless Blowhart, actually they call her Joe Behar, what do they have in common besides being unclean? They both admit that the courts should decide the election and not the people. That it's not the people, but the courts that should decide who wins the presidency.
That, and I've got one other thing I'll add. They both believe the press should tell the people what to believe. I've got two articles side by side I want to do real quick. Biden sentenced news agencies to say what to report. This is out of World News Daily. The campaign, Biden's campaign people, have been summoning officials from various news organizations to secret meetings where officials in the Biden administration have explained how political reporters should better report his agenda. According to a new report at Semaphore, an international publication that goes around the globe, this is a big news agency. So Biden has already benefited from about 100% to me of the legacy news organizations. You know, they give him softball questions and they avoid any big questions. But that wasn't good enough. So his reelection team is holding off-the-record meetings in Washington and Delaware with these top reporters, campaign officials. To the focus is background briefing on campaign strategy. They're also using it as an opportunity to tell these people what they're getting wrong. What you news people, you're getting it wrong. You're not telling our story correctly. And it goes on and on about this. But the funny thing was, I noticed the next day on The View, Joy Blowhard comes out and worries the country is going to fall apart if the media is soft on the GOP, the Grand Old Party. We will lose this, she cries there on TV. She said, I wish the media would take these people on, these Republicans. I'm watching Meet the Press with this Stefanik woman, annoying Stefanik woman, calling these insurrections hostages. You know, and she goes on, I mean, if you don't confront these people, conservatives, these people on their lies in the media, we will lose this. So it's just perfect. They've been bringing all the media people in, explaining how to tell the Biden story, what Biden thinks they're doing wrong. And almost the very next day, you go from January 8th to the 9th, and here she's screaming, the media has got to attack the GOP more. The media's got to go after us, blah, blah, blah. See how it all fits together? The media works with the government. The media works with the labor union.
Here's their problem, Joe. Here's their problem. Their problem is what is known as the mainstream media is losing credibility at a rapid rate. Fewer and fewer people are listening to the mainstream media, and they're going to social media programs of the alternative. This is why they want AM radios taken out of the cars. The AM talk radio is growing in numbers all the time. Those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, they're losing credibility. I mean, about the only people that believe what they say is each other out there today.
And you know, so they think there's something wrong with us, and we don't believe exactly what they're feeding us.
And so
we don't need pablum. We can do the research for ourselves, can't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we do. This is why we're here, to tell people what the fake news media don't want to know. Now, calling all January 6 survivors, join J6 civil lawsuit now. And so this is here. I've had Jake Lang on my program several times now, probably getting back on soon. He is one of the ones that's leading this up. The Supreme Court has decided, I guess, to hear his case. And so incarcerated J6 defendant Jake Lang is leading the plaintiffs in the litigation spearheaded by J6 legal, and co-plaintiffs include Rachel Myers, Ryan Samsel, Rachel Genko, Isaac Thomas, Matthew Kroll, Eric Clark, Richard Powell, Anthony Bray, Ethan Bray, Donald Hazard. It goes on. All these people now, defendants listed in the lawsuit include MPD Sergeant Roger Glover, the current MPD chief of MPD chief. I guess that's Metropolitan Police Department.
Yeah, Metro. Yeah, D.C. Yeah. Metro, what it is.
Pam Smith, former Metro Police Department chief of the MPD, Robert J. Conti. I think he's the guy that came forward and admitted everything, okay? Sergeant Frank Edwards, Sergeant Tara Tandall, Officers Jimmy Crispin, Paul Riley, Layla Morris, the cop who beat Roseanne Boylan to death. The cop who beat Layla Morris was that dirty cop. And when that poor woman, she died in Jake's arms. He was holding her when they beat her to death.
Yeah, they did. That was the only real massacre there, was that woman's beating to death, other than the shooting.
Well, they were still, this dirty cop, Layla Morris, kept hitting her even though she was unconscious, even if she was already unconscious. Lieutenant Jason Bagshaw, Lieutenant Michael Byrd, he's the dirty cop who murdered Ashley Babbitt. He's that cowardly cop. Michael Byrd is that cowardly cop that murdered that unarmed woman. And, of course, to them, to the Democrats, that would be a good thing. That's why he was promoted for doing such a dirty, dirty thing.
Supreme Court has agreed to take this case, huh?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that anywhere. I'm sorry I missed it. But they would know because they're the ones that filed the motion with them.
Well, let me see. Let me go ahead because when I had him on the radio program the last time, he said the court has decided to hear. Well, that could mean means...
Yeah, plead your case to see if they'll take it.
Yeah, okay. The violations of due process in which plaintiffs have been subjected by police in the District of Columbia shocked the conscience as well as federal rights defined by the laws of the District of Columbia as well as federal civil rights defined by the laws of the District of Columbia as well as claims brought under the laws of District of Columbia, including common law claims for negligence per assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligent infliction of emotional distress when they were beaten and illegally gassed by police officers at the U.S. Capitol. So, anyhow, let me see. It's a 78-page complaint has been filed with the Supreme Court. Okay, and so there you go. I hope to hear that. I hope the court hears that because, boy, if they hear that, there's no way in the world you shouldn't get a 9-0. On that, it is so blatant out there, the violation of their rights.
Well, what it is, you got to remember when they, if I got this right, certain judges rotate and they look at cases that come up and the judge, they go before the judge and show what they have and the judges decide whether or not that it'll, I don't know if there's one or two or something, there's a couple of them, they decide whether the whole Supreme Court will look at it or if the they decide that it's not worth the Supreme Court's time. So that's what he's got, a hearing where somebody will evaluate and decide whether or not the full court will get to hear all his information. So we could pray about that he gets a good conservative judge that would want to bring it to the whole court.
Yeah. Clarence Thomas would be my choice. Okay.
Yeah. That was exactly my sentiments.
The Democratic Communist Party is done in Chicago, and that's a fact. Black Chicagoans vow to flip Chicago red for the 2024 election over the migrant crisis, and they want to meet with President Trump. And so now, Trump, did you say Trump's up over Biden now by 12 points on the polls?
No, I was looking at other stuff. I didn't pay much attention to the polls.
On the national polls now, the Communist Party is really, they're worried. The deep state is very, very worried about this. So they're going to try. Now, here's the thing, Joe. Nancy Pelosi said that the Democrats could take, on all the blue states, take Trump off the ballot. Well, Joe, how many blue states are there compared to the red states, Joe? The Republicans said if they take Trump off the ballot and in the blue states, that Biden's coming off the ballot in all of the red states. Isn't that about two-thirds of the states red?
I think we've got, we don't have the big populous states, but I think we have more numbers of states.
Yeah. And so there you go. There you go. So, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think I would be surprised, even with this Supreme Court, even with four liberals on that court, I would be very surprised if they didn't come to a 9-0. I mean, who would disgrace themselves? Who would disgrace? Well,
we got a couple that would.
Yeah. Tell you what we ought to do, Joe.
I hate to say it, but there's a couple on there that would definitely do that.
Yeah, and it seems like it's very hard to trust. Betrayal seems to be what happens to us all the time. Anyhow, I think what we're going to do tonight, we haven't done in a while, let's open the phone lines early. There's a whole lot of people out there that want to take some calls. Let's make Style answer the hard ones, okay, when they come in.
Only the hard one.
He's
only
younger.
Only the hard ones. Okay. He agreed.
All right. Only the hard ones. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673 nationwide. 888. If you have a question or a comment, let us know, because, boy, I tell you, we haven't had a boring day here, Joe, and 50 years. We haven't had a boring day. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here and about whatever is happening out there. And so, by the way, if you've seen Fauci in those hearings here, did you see Fauci over 100 times said he couldn't remember?
That's a question. Yep. I can't remember. I don't remember that. Yep.
Yeah, this guy.
But he did admit that he did sign off on millions of dollars worth of grants, and he did not review the proposals. He just trusted the people that he was working with, signed them off without reading them.
What about the experimentation on the...
Incompetence, right? Doesn't that prove right there he's incompetent?
Well, no, it proves right there that he got paid a lot of money.
Money.
It was all about the money. And here's the thing, Joe. What about the children that died, that were experimented on? And what about the animals, the puppies that literally, and kittens, were tortured to death by that beast? By that, then that man is a beast. And you wouldn't know about
that. The people he killed, that should be enough to have him tried, convicted, and put away for life.
Absolutely. How many people around the world died because of what he did?
Just look at how many people died right here in Missouri. How many people died in Ohio? I mean, right there, it's basically, we would have called that genocide, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I call it murder, absolutely, yeah.
Murder, yeah, but it's genocide, trying to kill off the, you know, human race. How many people can you kill worldwide?
All right, the number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And we're going to have, Lord's willing, on here Thursday, Nate Kane, the fella who, he was the whistleblower on, the FBI operative, the whistleblower on the Uranium One. He's the one that brought that all out. Of course, they tried to destroy him and his family for doing that, Joe. But he's going to be here. He's running for Congress in West Virginia. He just got a big endorsement by General Flynn, endorsed him, and I got a feeling he's going to get another big endorsement coming very soon. And so,
well,
that'll work.
General Flynn is endorsing him. It sounds like he's heading in the right direction.
Yep. All righty. 888-677-9673. I can't believe. Usually we open those phone lines early. Boom.
We have Steve in Cleveland.
All right, so let's go to Cleveland. And Steve is going to ask us a question that's going to be absolutely brilliant. I know it. Hey, Steve.
Well, gentlemen, we got to fix the border. We got to fix Washington. We got to ship the liberals. They keep talking about the moon and NASA. Now they're saying 25 and 26 is when they're going to be sending rockets out there again. So, Pastor, if you had a choice, though, you too, Pastor Joe, what would you guys do first? I mean, there's so much going on. What would you go after first? I mean, just everything is out there. It's on the news. And the journalists out there that got about a sixth-grade education like Jethro, they can't ask the questions, but you can find the stories for some reason. I don't know if there's any comparison to any what's her name? Joyless Blowhard. That's a
Big
that's
heart,
a good
yeah.
name.
Blowhard.
Yeah.
I would to me if there was a choice would be start putting good conservatives, Christian conservatives in different positions and start cleaning house in Washington and start getting rid of things like Department of Education that don't belong there, and then sending some of the different parts of the government to different parts of the country, decentralize it, and if it was possible, get rid of all government unions would be the place to start. Break up the power system, break up the money, and all the buying votes. You'd have to start there at the top.
Well, Trump says he's going to start with 200,000 federal employees. I would love to see that go. These are the people there. Clean out the rat's nest, like you said, Joe, and divide the agencies. Have if you should keep the FBI, the CIA, I would totally eliminate that. I would defund the CIA. They are an entity within themselves. They virtually have gone so corrupted that they have no allegiance to the people in the country here.
No, you'd have to almost create a new agency to do that kind of. That's the thing. Some agencies would have to be disbanded and start all over again with the right people with the right value system to start. But
well, Eisenhower wanted to defund the CIA, and then Kennedy. That was one of his major goals, was to defund the CIA,
exactly.
And of course. And Ronald Reagan also wanted to defund the CIA. And, of course, Trump says that's what he wants to do. He wants to defund the CIA, too, because they're just a rogue. There's no allegiance to America anymore. And so,
well, the three steps I would say is we can't do anything until we start with Washington. And when you look at Washington, the second step is for us to function. We got to take care of the power grid.
Yeah,
and
well,
after the power
two
grid,
things you said, you asked me the question was if I had the power or the authority.
But if we can't fix Washington, we
need to start at the bottom. We need to start building our families up. We need to take back our communities. We need to take back our towns, our counties. We need to build the nation back up from the bottom up. And that
from
can
the
be
bottom
done
up.
Also, and that's something all Americans can get involved in, all good Christian patriots, rebuild this country from the bottom up.
That's true. So you know what that's called? It's called tactical civics.
Civics.
It's called the pyramid.
Yeah, that's what we're doing is tactical up. Civics. We're trying to, and this is why we're having, right now, we have chapters in over 1,300 counties. Now, out of 3,400 counties in America, 1,300 counties now have chapters in them. It's growing at a rapid rate. Once we have enough people in place there, we start. In fact, it's already started. They've already started taking some counties back. There's been some cases, not recently there in Michigan, where the entire county government was fired by the people and replaced with honest people. And so that's what we have to do. We've got to go back to the Constitution where it refers to, by law, we have to have a standing militia, and they have to invoke, we have to go back and have a grand jury. We have to take charge of the grand jury. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me.
because the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now as I began to preach. She began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've gotta give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she received the light. Two souls were saved there, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. You can't hurt your blessing.
Please Him while you're able.
He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish preaching,
woman was a believer. A baby in her womb I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try and walk away. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. You got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count. Please Him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the soul.
Alrighty, we're back. That's called The Preacher. That was young Julie Daner and yours truly, old pastor. And Style, who do you think wrote that song?
Certainly not Bob Dylan.
I wrote that.
See, much better than Dylan.
Yeah, I did it much better than Bob Dylan. All right, there you go. And so, anyhow, I like my lyrics better than the ones that they used in The Gambler. But I showed them how to do it, right? Let's go out to Illinois and talk to Greg. Hey, Greg, you're in the air. Greg, Illinois, talk to me. Greg in Illinois, you fell asleep, didn't you? Is he there, Style?
Says he's here.
Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. I said I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time supporter. I want to thank you for what you do. We the country really needs you. So, I really just have one question. Answer. I don't need to stay on the line, but it just seems like ever since 2000 Mules was put out, it wasn't very long after that. It just, I mean, I guess the media, and nobody mentioned it anywhere, anyhow. It was just, apparently they did a good job on covering it up.
Well, they tried to, and what they did We sent out hundreds of them, several hundred. We sent out the 2000, but then they stopped it. They cut them off. They got a lawsuit to keep them from doing it. But it got out all over, just like this latest one that's out right now, where it's dealing with the election
police
fraud.
State?
Pardon?
I said the police state?
Yeah, the police state too, yeah. Now, the problem of it was because of what they did, we can't use those like we did before to get them out. But Salem is bringing out a lot of the police state. But you see, the reason the left, the deep state, is panicking right now is because, like we said earlier, the so-called mainstream media, they're losing credibility at a rapid rate, okay? And this is why they want to cut off AM talk radio. AM talk radio is growing in numbers all the time. And then all the social media that we're doing, our side is pushing back hard against them. This is why they are terrified about Trump. If Trump gets back in, they know, like Hillary said, if he gets back into office, we're all going to hang. She knows that they are guilty of high treason, all of them. And so that's why we have to do everything we can to get Trump back in office. All righty, thanks. Let's. Who do you have? Let's go out to Crystal in San Diego. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Pastor. I just had a question from the Book of Hebrews regarding. I was just in this passage yesterday on chapter 5. It's speaking of you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you can just give me some background, because he was speaking about Jesus, his son, and how would he be in the order of Melchizedek? It sounds almost like he is maybe the cutout of what Jesus is supposed to be, but I know that's wrong.
What you're talking about, what he's saying here is actually quoted, if you ever go to Psalm 2, verse 7, I believe. But now let's take a look at, but what do we know about Melchizedek, okay? Now, first of all, Abraham paid his tithes to Melchizedek, okay? Who was on the status, anyone higher as far as... that goes than Abraham. There was only one, and that was the high priest. He was the high priest. Now, Melchizedek had no father or no mother, no beginning or no end. Now, there's only one being that existed without a beginning or an end. Who do you think that is?
God.
That's the Lord himself, right? It's referred to here. And so here you have... There's at least six references to Melchizedek. In fact, if you go to Psalm 110, verse 4, it talks about the succession of priests holding the office. And, of course, it goes to the high priest. There's only one high priest. So Melchizedek literally is a type of Christ. So
that's... a little confusing, but how was he without a beginning or end?
Well, Christ had no beginning and no end. There was with Christ. Christ is the second person of the Trinity, the Godhead,
mm-hmm.
and so there was never before there was a thing called time. Time is a measurement of happening to happening from point A to point B. Time is a measurement. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so before there was such a thing, God existed. God created time. Time didn't create God, okay? And
mm-hmm.
time is what God says it is. So he always existed. So Melchizedek, as a type of Christ, always existed. It's like Jesus. Is Jesus the Savior?
Yes.
Is Jesus the King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
Yes.
Is Jesus the Word?
I'm sorry, the what?
The Word.
The Word, yes.
Is he the way?
Yes.
Is he the truth?
Yes.
Is he the life?
Yes.
Is he the high priest?
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's the answer. Melchizedek is virtually a type of Jesus. He's the high priest there in a human form that Abraham tithed to.
Well, it was also like Jesus was there as the angel of the Lord, the angel of my presence in the Old Testament. We call him Christophanes. He's still Jesus, but he existed before he was born in Bethlehem. And that's just another example of where the Lord is. He exists in all times and in all places.
In other words, it was Christ in Luke 1 that announced his own birth. He announced his own birth because of what he's omnipresent. So he was announcing his own birth to the shepherds in the field, being omnipresent. And so
it was the angel of the Lord that rolled the tomb away from the stone away from the tomb. So Christ rolled the stone away from his own tomb.
Yep.
That helps me. I did read that there Melchizedek did not have a beginning or end, or there was no. How is that a situation for a human?
Well, you see, he took the form of a human. Okay, Melchizedek, when Christ appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, he appeared to him as a man.
Yeah.
All right, and so he would appear in a physical human form, and so that's mm-hmm. how Melchizedek, Christ appeared in the form, in the order of Melchizedek, like he appeared in...
Okay.
The lights came on, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All righty, well, you're welcome. Okay, who do we have next this time? You know, Style, you could have taken this question. This would have been interesting.
I thought about it, but I figured I'd leave that one to you. I was going to wait for a hard one.
All right. Okay. The phone lines are still open, folks.
It's quick.
Yeah, the phone lines are open. I can't believe it. Normally, we open the phone lines early, and boy, they're just lighting up.
Flooded. Well, I'll tell a funny story. The Clinton Library had a question out there. They were asking the president in 1998. He was picture of him, Bill Clinton, emailing the first computer he had, the first email he ever sent. And they asked who he was emailing. And everybody wrote back Jeffrey Epstein. And they ended up having to shut it down. I guess it was one of the astronauts that I can't remember which one had emailed him from space and he was responding, but when they asked the question, they got thousands of emails back saying the first person he emailed was Jeffrey Epstein. And I laughed so hard, I thought, oh, poetic justice.
Yeah.
World Typing Day is what it was. I don't know what that is, but they asked Bill Clinton, typed out and sent his first ever email. Can you guess who it was to? People should have known better on that one, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, now it's more and more what we told people about years. It's coming out on Hillary, too. You know, she's kind of been in the background while Bill has, you know, taken the hit for all of his shenanigans. But Hillary, you know, she was just as probably not as, you know, much as him, but... she was involved with Epstein quite often. She would go to his ranch and to the island both. So,
and he had a house somewhere there in the back east, too. She was there at dinner parties at that place. He had a place back there. I can't remember what town, Boston or something.
Who do we have there, Style?
We have Lee in New York City.
Let's go to New York City, and we have Lee. Lee, you're in the air.
Yes, hi, Pastor. I wanted to let you know that here in New York, 570 AM radio, we've had a lot of high-pitched sounds, so it's been very difficult to listen to you for the last about a couple of weeks, almost a month. I don't know if
wow.
Yeah, and I was just praying about it with a friend today, and it's like I can finally hear you, but before it was just not audible. Like the screeching sound was just above your voice, so it was just we couldn't get through. And it wasn't just your station, it would continue, you know, even for the later shows. So I just want to let you know that. I practice medicine here. And I had a young man who saw a Bible on my desk and reported me to every outlet because he said his parents put him through conversion therapy with the Midwest. He came to Hell's Kitchen and basically told me I had no right to be there. That basically he acted like he wanted me to he wanted to bomb my office. That was the feeling I was getting. So now I'm getting inspected by DOH, Department of Health, and they're telling my malpractice attorney that I'm not allowed to have any Bible, no Bible on my desk or anywhere, no scripture anywhere on my desk. And this is a private office. So, and I'm grateful that he never sat down.
Okay, that's the First Amendment. I would call ACLJ. I would call the ACLJ there. You could have a good lawsuit against those people. I would do it. In fact, you really should do it because...
And protection, the lawsuit is your protection. The best offense, the best defense is a good offense.
Yeah, and see, if you don't do it, they're going to do it to other people too. So you're really obligated. I would contact them and tell them, because they have, right there where you're at, they have offices. And they will take that case up. They'll take a First Amendment case for no charge.
Okay. And also, now that Hochul's health mandate has apparently, you know, she got it passed last week, I believe, where they can drag us out of our homes and inject us with whatever they want. I haven't been able to listen to you for a while, but I presume you already told everybody about that, right?
We probably mentioned it back when she was trying to do that. I know she wanted...
Divorce now?
But... Yeah, it passed, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, a couple of days ago.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was just absolute stock. And for me, it was just a shocker because it was an appellate court. So I just didn't expect it to go through. But they said it was the first in the country.
Yeah, can you explain real quickly what the law is now?
No, we have to go because we are out of time. You know what? How many times have you heard people say, well, you know, I guess I'm... How much time do I have there, Style? Okay. How many times have you heard people say, Joe, you know, well, I guess I've done more good in my life than bad. In fact, I remember a guy saying that, so I guess the scale's probably in my favor as far as getting...
A few times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
more than a few.
So now let me ask you this, because this verse applies to a certain group of people. Romans 3, verses 10 to 12, it says this, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one.
One.
Now, does that apply to saved people or unsaved people?
Unsaved people.
Okay. You see that? You could have had that one, Style. Now, it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who does that apply to?
All of us.
Okay. The eternal cost of your sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is
death.
Okay. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And so, apart from the Lord Jesus, apart from God, is there anything that we can do to acquire our salvation?
Not a single solitary thing in the universe.
So if we were able to, let's just say, abide by all of the laws of Moses, could we get saved?
We couldn't do it. The only sinless person that's ever existed is the Son of God.
Jesus. All right, so, well, there's another problem, too, because sin dwells within our bodies.
Right, in the flesh.
Right.
The flesh carries the sin. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes.
So, folks, let me tell you this. God has made a way. He's made a way for you to avoid that lake of fire and get to heaven. God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. So what do you do? First, Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all upon all that believeth, for there is no difference. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And so Joe, go ahead, tell him, how does the program work? What do you do to get saved?
You have to, from the heart, you have to repent of your sin. You have to call upon the Father and tell him you're a sinner and that you are sorry that your sins placed his Son upon that cross, that you're a lousy sinner and you need a Savior, that you're
1 minute
sorry. And then he will forgive you, and then you can ask his Son, Jesus Christ, to come into your life, be Lord of your life, all of your life. But you have to do it without reservation, hesitation. You can't make deals. You have to make him first. And when you do that, he will bless you with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God, your down payment on eternal life. That way you become spiritually baptized. That's that born again. You are now born in the Spirit. You become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus, an everlasting life. And you will now find yourself a new creature, a new creation, and on the beginning of the most marvelous journey of your life.
All right. Okay. And that's the way it is. That's what God's Word, the Bible says. Well, we're at that time that we come to every night, and we're still here. But by this time tomorrow, a whole lot of people that are here now won't be here. And, well, think about that. So, we say good night. Say good night. God bless. Say God bless. Okay. Always, always, always. You ready?
Always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else.
We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.